votes for more than 10 years now, despite the fact that it's doing less and less for workers.
This month's strike represents a rare victory of labor over management. Turkey's government has made corporate-friendly policies that have resulted in one of the worst safety records in Europe, and production wages remain some of the lowest in the region. But workers here have found their voice, and it appears that management and politicians had no choice but to listen. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Bursa, Turkey.
And that does it for this week's program. FSRN is supported by the radio stations that carry our show and by listeners like you. You'll find more information online at fsrn.org. Lewis Reining at WTJU.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign, 90.1 FM. Listen to Free Speech Radio News every Friday at 5. On WEFT Community Radio at 5:30 each weekday, you can hear a different information program. On Fridays, we bring you Smile Politely, coming up next. Stay with us after that for the Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Music on Blues Live at 8, and Lounge Music and Exotica on the Bachelor Pad at 10 p.m. And stay tuned, Smile Politely is coming up next.
Slow down, let's just take our time. As long as we're living and loving, everything's gonna be just fine. Got to be good to each other, treat one another like sister or brother. 'Cause in the end, my friend, it's you and me, us and them. While the world falls apart, while the world falls apart, doesn't matter the biggest step, no, just the biggest start.
You're listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local: arts, food and drink, music, culture, tech, opinion, and more. And if you have not checked out the website, by all means, run, do not walk, to your computer and do so. I'm your host, Cope, filling in for Rebecca and Sean. We began the show today with a track by Upshot, a local band playing on Sunday night. You can go between 6 and 8. They'll be playing at the Champaign Park District Sunset Concert Series at Robeson Park, which is out on South Duncan in Champaign. Upshot is based in Champaign, and they play what they call an eclectic assortment of jazz and rock, featuring Sarah Hall Vox, Matt Zimmerman, and Jared Manker bass on guitar, and lots more. I think it's Jared Manker on bass, not Jared Manker bass. Sorry about that. Anyway, there's a lot going on this weekend. If you really want to know all about what's going on this weekend, go to Smile Politely at www.smilepolitely.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you will see Weekender, and it will give you a very large list of things to do. And I think I'll have a little extra time at the end of tonight's interview to fill you in on some of that. So I will do that. This week's show is a pre-recorded interview with Dorothy Ann David, the city manager of Champaign. Rebecca and Sean talked with her last week at the city building, and I am just going to rev this up and play you that interview.
To get us started, can you tell us a little bit about the role of the city manager's office and kind of the role of the city manager's office in terms of working with elected officials in particular?
Okay, so you know, the office of the city manager is an official office of the city. I am the CEO of the city government, and so I'd like to describe it to people using a private sector model, because people are familiar of a board of directors of a corporation and a hired CEO. Under our form of government, which is council manager, it's very similar. The mayor and the city council are elected by the citizens, and they hire a city manager that manages the day-to-day work. There is still a very clear delineation of duties, so the policies of the city are still set by the elected body. They adopt our budget, they set the ordinance that defines how many positions we can hire and what types of positions they are, they make decisions on major projects and purchases. All of that happens at their level. My job is to then take that policy and turn it into action to implement it. I serve at their pleasure. All other employees work for me. So the hiring and firing of the city managers with the city council, but the hiring and firing of department heads and all other employees reside with the city manager.
So to sort of follow that metaphor, the mayor would therefore be like chairman of the board, with the city manager being the CEO.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar metaphor. So, you know, to kind of understand it, because there are a lot of people, the first question is, well, tell me what a city manager does. And then the second question is, well, then what does the mayor do? and in a strong mayor form of government, the mayor actually functions as a CEO. But in our form of government, the mayor is the convener of the city council meetings, and she is the person who will do our board and commission appointments, and she is the liquor commissioner, but she doesn't lead the day-to-day. And so people say, well, she's just one vote. True, when we actually go to a council meeting and a bill is called, it is five votes that can pass that bill, and the mayor is just one of those votes, either for or against. But I think there's a lot of responsibility in being the person who actually runs the meetings. The mayor is the person who gets to decide, who gets to speak to issues. The mayor is the person who presides over whether or not we have civil government, civil discourse. I think the mayor sets the tone, and we've been very lucky over the years that the people of Champaign always elect good, committed people, right? Our elected body has always been full of people who want to do what's best for the community, and they've always elected mayors who have tried very hard to see that all nine people are governing in a way that we're trying to build consensus and work together, as opposed to getting really divisive and disrespectful to one another. There's a lot of power and importance in being the mayor.
Could you talk a little bit about some of the main tasks and projects that you handle in your role as city manager?
Okay, so you know, tasks and projects is probably not the way to put it. So at my level, mm-hmm. I should be leading and not so much in, you know, we say in the weeds at the task level. I supervise all of the city department heads, so they all report to me. I also supervise all the people in the city manager's office, and that includes the administrative staff that provides support to the mayor and the council. And my job is to understand what the council wants, understand those policy directives, and be kind of overseeing at a very high level that those projects are happening. Mm-hmm. And so I meet every month, I meet one-on-one with each elected official, Every month I meet one-on-one with each department head, and we're having what I would call kind of strategy discussions. It's not tactical. I'm not telling the public works director, you know, how to plow streets and and how to do things at a tactical level, but I am talking about things like, do we have the resources that we need when winter comes? I am the person who is reviewing all of the reports to council before they get on the council agenda when we're going to make major purchases or we're going to recommend to council a particular program or capital project, for example. I'm at a much higher level than a project manager level, if that makes any sense.
So what is your own personal background, both with the community of Champaign and also, I mean, how does one get to become
How does
the
one
city
grow
manager?
Up to be a city manager?
Yeah.
Let me talk about the first part of your question, which is Champaign. I have been with the city of Champaign since September of 1994. So I have 20 years in here. I started as the Neighborhood Services Director, so I was Neighborhood Services Director for 13 years, was promoted to Assistant City Manager under City Manager Steve Carter for 5 years, and then I was appointed to City Manager by the Council 2 years ago. So I have a long tenure. For someone who's not a townie, who did not grow up in the community, I have a pretty long tenure with the City of Champaign and being a member of our community. Prior to being in Champaign, my career path was built on community development programming. So I have a master's degree in public administration, and my early career was working as community development manager, community development director, administering HUD affordable housing programs and neighborhood-based improvement programs. That's my base. That's not a traditional path to city management. The stereotypical traditional path is usually through administrative departments, like through finance or as an assistant to the city manager, that sort of thing. But for me, it was a really meaningful path because I learned how to do city government work by actually working out in the community and working with residents. And I'm so glad that I had that experience, because when I sit down and I'm contemplating, you know, what we might want to consider as pros and cons, recommending things to council, my perspective always starts with, well, how does this address the needs of the people in our community? I'm not just doing it from a theoretical perspective. I know what it's like to be out in the street.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine that at least certain aspects of working as a city manager in Champaign are sort of unique, because not only is there a major university, but also there's the kind of twin city feel, and obviously there's very different forms of government in Champaign and Urbana. Could you speak a little bit to how the city of Champaign and how you in your position work with the city of Urbana to make sure there's continuity between services and kind of like, you know, experiences of being in the two cities, especially between Champaign and Urbana?
Sure. One of the things that is amazing about Champaign County is how much real intergovernmental cooperation there is. You know, the obvious one is, how does the city of Champaign and the city of Urbana work together? But we work collaboratively with partner governments all throughout the county on a number of levels. There's a group called the Metropolitan Intergovernmental Council that meets once every couple of months, that has essentially the chief administrators and elected officials of all the units of government: park districts, school districts, forest preserve, county government, University of Illinois officials, because we recognize that we're all serving the same community, and sometimes working together is a more effective way to achieve our mutual goals. So at the broadest level, there are many, many, many intergovernmental partnerships. Our 911 center, for example, is a countywide 911 center that has a number of local governments and the University of Illinois participating in the governance of that service. Champaign and Urbana, we work together on a day-to-day basis at every level. So the public works director here and the public works director there are collaborating and talking all the time. The police chiefs, our two police chiefs, plus the sheriff, plus the U of I police chief, are always meeting on a regular basis talking about common issues and problems. We have mutual aid agreements with public safety services so that we can cover each other's territories in the event that, you know, say a fire unit in Champaign is tied up and we need a backup from Urbana. So that happens all the time. Because our forms of government are different, I meet with Mayor Pressing and her chief of staff, Mike Munson, regularly. In fact, we just even had a meeting today, also with university officials and with Deb Busey from Champaign County. We meet every month and we're talking about what's going on and what's happening in your city and how can I help and do we have a common challenge. That's maybe invisible to your regular citizen, but that stuff is happening all the time.
So could you talk us through the highlights of the fascinating city budget, which I understand is taking effect in July 1st, right?
The highlights
make it
of the
as like jazzy and wonderful.
Oh, gosh. See, now you're doing an interview with the city manager and you want me to make it exciting. So the good news, the punchline on our city budget is that we've got a balanced budget.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we've been very lucky as an administration to work for city councils that term after term after term continue to use really good sound financial policies so that when things happen like the economic downturn of a couple of years ago, we tend to weather that storm better than other communities because we plan well and we have good solid policies. We are really pleased to see that the economy is recovering here and we're starting to see some growth in our revenues. So we're seeing some growth in our sales tax, we're seeing some growth in our hotel motel tax, for example. And while that has direct bearing on the city, right, our revenues grow so we can deliver city services, it's also an indicator if hotel motel tax is going up, that's really cool. It means more people are coming to Champaign County to visit and enjoy the cool things that we have going on in our downtown, our university district. So that's been a really positive thing to see as we go forward to adopt our budget. We have a budget that will start July 1 that has $122 million worth of expenditures in it. And that's expenditures across the whole spectrum. So that's the people who deliver services, but it's also our capital projects, our infrastructure work. We've got $80 million of that in our general fund. So $80 million of that is just kind of our direct general dollars that we can use for any services, but we have numerous other funds. So a local motor fuel tax fund that we can apply to transportation projects, for example. We have the really cool MCOR project that we're doing in partnership with MTD and the university and the city of Urbana, where we're going to be over the next few years doing major transportation improvements in the campus town district that'll promote multimodal safety. We want to make sure the pedestrians and cyclists and drivers and buses can all cohabitate in a good way. And so we're excited that we are growing again, that we are able to fund existing services without cuts, and we're also able to invest in some really cool projects that will keep up this momentum.
Mm-hmm. Could you talk about, in terms of this year's budget, in a few more specifics about what's changed from last year's budget?
What are some of the changes
in terms of allocation or changes that maybe people will notice in terms of projects that are going to be changing the next year?
Okay, so there aren't outside of the projects themselves, and so you can look at certain projects like the MCOR project I just talked about on campus. Obviously, when you're talking about a project, that's a whole cool new big thing. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, when you're thinking of city services that are happening all the time, those things don't change from year to year, right? If we are being effective and we are doing things well, we're achieving a certain level of service that's just kind of keeping up with the need. So for us, where it may not sound super duper exciting to you guys, for us being able to say we are maintaining the same high quality level of fire service that we had last year and the year before, that we're still able to staff police positions so that we can be proactive and we can work on challenges, for example, that are related to gun violence that is kind of spiking in our community. That's exciting for us to be able to say we're not changing a lot of things. In the years when change is dramatic for us, it's often not a good thing. So in the years when we suddenly have a huge decline in revenues because of an economic downturn and we have to say, gee, we now have to present the city council with very difficult choices about what do we cut, or if you don't want to cut, what revenues do you raise? Those become important decisions for the council, but not necessarily really cool things that we look forward to. having economic growth happening again and moving forward is really maybe a boring interview, but really a positive thing for us, mm-hmm. just trying to maintain good quality services here in Champaign.
Well, I'm curious about that. You mentioned the sort of recovery that's taking place that you're able to see as far as the budget within the city. What do you think the city has done successfully to sort of help facilitate that recovery?
I would love to say that it's everything that the city has done, mm-hmm. but you've got to give credit to the community as a whole. I think that over the years, the city of Champaign and the Champaign City Council has tried to adopt really development-friendly policies. We want to welcome development and economic activity. We invest proactively in tourism through Visit Champaign County. We try to be conservative in developing economic development programs that help support new development without necessarily subsidizing new development. And so people like to do business here. We have great customer service. Developers tell us all the time, you come here, and when people want to do building permits and that sort of thing, we are responsive, we're timely. So you look around the community at all the new development in Campus Town, and who would have thought 20 Definitely. Years ago that Campus Town would look the way it looks? And then you start to generate buzz, right? And then you feed on that energy and that enthusiasm. And we have two new hotels. We've got a University District 1 and we have a Downtown 1. How cool is that? And those two hotels aren't taking business away from the existing hotels because more and more people are trying to come here as tourists. Things like the Christie Clinic Marathon. How awesome is that to be a community? And then people come for an event like that and they go, Champaign is awesome. Let's go back. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, you'd love to go, oh, well, the city government is, you know, responsible. No, we're not responsible for that. It's everybody in town who runs a business or comes to the university and is willing to kind of pitch in and be part of a vibrant community has a little piece of pride that goes along with that.
So you've mentioned several, obviously, positive pieces of information about the Champaign City budget. Could you speak a little bit to how those plans might change or might have to change depending on the state climate? Obviously, there have been some pretty drastic cuts proposed by the current governor, both at the city level in terms of the university, things like that. So could you speak to a little bit to how the city manager's office is thinking about sort of insulating the city from those potential cuts?
Okay. So I'm not so sure that if the state legislature needs to cut state shared revenues, that there's any way I can insulate us mm-hmm. from that. But I do think as a city, we approach it as we can't be a really thriving, successful city in the state of Illinois if the state of Illinois isn't successful and thriving. And so, you know, the first thing we recognize is that the state government is going to have to do something. You know, for the long-term health of our state, something has to happen. And there's, you know, the only specific proposal we have was the initial proposal made by the governor, which would cut our state shared income tax revenue by 50%. If that were to be adopted by the legislature, that would be a $4 million cut to our budget, and I can talk about that a little bit. But we also recognize that the city of Champaign is not the only entity that could potentially be impacted. The University of Illinois also could sustain significant cuts, and it's a major economic engine for our community. So cuts to the university also impact our residents and our city services. Cuts to social service agencies that address the most needy people in our community also impact city government. So we can't just kind of put our blinders on and say, oh no, don't cut us. I think we have to work to be kind of part of the solution. We are being very proactive with our legislators to say, this is what this cut would look like to us. We want to educate them to make sure that they understand what might happen if that revenue losses to us. But we have to recognize we're part of a bigger community, we're part of a bigger state, and we need to be prepared to accept whatever the legislature decides needs to happen. So how am I preparing? What are we doing? You know, we felt like we couldn't, since we don't know what the real cut might be, we couldn't propose a budget to council that incorporates a cut because you're kind of, you know, shooting at a moving target. So the budget that's going forward is based on the revenue projections that the city had before anything was discussed as a potential cut at the state level. But knowing that there's the potential of a $4 million cut, and to put it in perspective, during the economic downturn, we already cut $18 million out of the city budget. So this would be an additional $4 million on top of $18 million. We're now at the stage where $4 million additional dollars become real service cuts to the city. And so I have to work with each of my department heads to say, well, what would we do if we had to prioritize the city services that are most essential or less essential? You know, how would we handle this? And there's a huge spectrum of choices that the city council will have in the event that cuts are sustained. But, you know, we made a decision that we weren't going to start panicking, and that we weren't going to start threatening a bunch of potential cuts. I mean, it's just, it's not helpful. It's not helpful for the community. And frankly, I'm a big believer that the psyche of your community, the attitude that people in the community have, can either help the community grow and prosper or can become a barrier. So we don't want to start shouting, gee, the sky is falling, if the sky's not going to fall. Mm-hmm. We're starting to look at different scenarios and different numbers. And once the state legislature makes decisions, then we'll come to council and say, here are different approaches you as a council might take, and then the public will have an opportunity to weigh in on those.
To take it a bit in a different direction, what is sort of like your ultimate vision for the city of Champaign? What do you like down the road? Where do you hope the city is, comes to, becomes?
Okay, so this is always the tricky question, because people always say, what's the city manager's vision for the city? And that's when I say, the city manager's job is not to have the vision of the city. Right? I mean, and that's not to say, look, I live in Champaign. My sure. family lives in Champaign. I love this community. I look forward to all the cool things that are on the horizon. But as a city manager, my job is to recognize that the mayor and city council set the vision for our city. We have a set of city council goals. Every year after, or every 2 years after an election, the council will come together and do new goal setting. So this fall, the new council will come together at some special study sessions and talk about, hey, what is our vision of the city? And my job as city manager, of course, is to say, cool, now that I know what your vision is, let's make it happen, yeah. right? And, you know, our current council goals are, you know, very lofty. We talk about the quality of life. We talk about safety. We talk about vibrant neighborhoods. And those are things that have been kind of part of our vision for a long time, and they're not going to change. It's part of what makes us this wonderful place. We're going to stay committed. We want to be a leader in environmental sustainability. We want to make sure that we are open and transparent, and citizens have complete access to what we're doing, and so we're trying to find new and better ways for engagement. I think those are going to remain some of the broad priorities as we go forward, and we're just going to wait to see what the new council wants to do as far as which projects we're going to prioritize to make that stuff happen.
Definitely. So, last question. I don't think this is a community with any shortage of lots of fun things to do, lots of opportunities to go out and experience our community. Personally, do you have any favorite events that you like to...
Oh, you're not... That's attend? Not fair. So you're going to make me pick one over another.
You don't have to pick one or even two. I'm just like, what are some of the things, even if it's a stroll in a park or...
Well, and see, and that's... And this is... Maybe this is a little weird, but... When I first came to Champaign, I can remember being a brand new person, new at my job, and walking through downtown. Mm. You know, like on a day like today that is sunny, and just walking through downtown and hearing the sounds. And one of the things I love about it is I can't get a block without bumping into people I know. Yeah. You bump into people and you're like, hey, how are you? I just saw somebody this morning saying, isn't it great it's finally spring? Because we're going to start seeing each other out on the streets again. One of my favorite things to do is just get out of this building and walk through downtown Champaign and interact with people, because it's kind of the thing that jazzes you up, right? On a day when your energy's low, you get out of this building and you just walk a few blocks in downtown Champaign, and suddenly your tank is filled again.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, Dorothy.
It's nice to meet you.
Okay, you were listening to a pre-recorded interview with Dorothy David, who is the city manager of Champaign, and I learned a few things. Hope you did. Sean and Rebecca did that this week, and I'm just pitching in. You've been listening to Smile Politely Radio on WEFT 90.1. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local, arts, food and drink, music, culture, tech, opinion, and more. Stay tuned for Hip Hop Express in less than 1 minute. And to take us out, we're just going to get a few bars of one of the performers, Downtown Champagne. There's live music. There's a movie broadcasting outside of just north of the Courier in the Urbana Love situation. There's all kinds of stuff going on tonight. So get on out there, enjoy the weather, and have a great time. And tune in next week for Smile Politely Radio at 5:30.